Libya's security is worse than might have been hoped, but better than could have been expected, given the circumstances of a full-fledged civil war with international intervention, weapons flooding in from all sides, fundamentally destabilized borders to the south, and a government that fell apart after however many decades. Libya has done much, much better than Iraq did 8 or 9 years ago. At the same time, it's very clear the government has a fragile grip on the country and that many of the country's southern borders in particular are very porous and remain big risks.
What about the issue of militia? Amnesty International said on Thursday that armed militia in Libya are out of control.
Yes, I mean, it's very clear that the Libyan militias have no interest in subordinating themselves to central government. They have reneged on their promises to disband. They don't trust what the central government may do. And of course, we're still in a period of interim government, so the government technically has no mandate. It's had no elections. It's not been given legal sanction by any such process. And the level of abuses, for example, torture, arbitrary detention, extrajudicial execution, is frightening and is extremely concerning for those Western powers that are, to some extent, complicit in those actions, having helped the militias to victory. At the same time, I think it is worth noting that the abuses committed by these militias really aren't on the scale or intensity of those abuses committed by Gaddafi forces in the months before international intervention and during the war itself. I think that context does matter as well.
So how can the Libyan authorities turn the page?
Well, I think we have to be careful, because it's easy to criticize the Libyans for not doing enough on this question. But if they had confronted all the militias 6 months ago, you may have had Libya slide straight back into civil war. So it's not clear they had the capacity to actually take on these militias. There is no powerful central Libyan army that could convincingly take on all of these militias and win. Many of them are regionally focused. They would resent and oppose any effort by those from another region to take over their weapons, to dismantle their structures. So I think the only way to do this, really, is to very carefully target those militias that have been accused of the most egregious abuses, but also make sure you have a blacklist operating such that those who act with impunity cannot simply slide back into government or elected position in 6 months' time. That's been one of the major problems plaguing Afghanistan for 10 years. Those who committed terrible abuses in the sort of 1990s, just because they were anti-Taliban, could enter positions of authority and therefore provoke incredible resentment from those who were the target of their violence or abuse. That can't be allowed to happen again in Libya.
Over the last few months, we've had language used regarding pro-Gaddafi elements in Libya. Are pro-Gaddafi elements in Libya still a major concern?
I would phrase it as anti-NTC or anti-interim authority elements. It's not clear whether they have any loyalty to some idea of Gaddafi or to his, you know, philosophy of the Green Book or his odd policies of socialism and nationalism. It's not a loyalist insurgency that's grouped around key Gaddafi-era figures, that's national, that's equivalent to the Taliban or equivalent to the Iraqi insurgency. I would say we have pockets of resistance who simply don't trust that their welfare, that their security, their stability, or their livelihoods will be respected or treated fairly under the new dispensation. Places particularly that bore the scars of fierce fighting, like the town of Sirte or Bani Walid, they just don't trust those who they fought for so many months. That's going to take a long time to heal, but I wouldn't call that an insurgency, or I wouldn't call that a national pro-Gaddafi movement.
There have also been a number of calls to deal with the problem of arms in the country. Would we say that efforts by the Libyan authorities to rid the country of arms have been well received, or are these efforts just of a paltry nature?
There have been sort of two tracks on this. One of them has been an American effort to make sure that major weapon platforms like chemical weapons or portable shoulder-fired missiles can present a major threat to passenger planes are bought up. That seems to have gone reasonably well, although there is a very concerning number that are still missing, that have made their way to different theatres, being smuggled out of Libya. There's a lower campaign to make sure that militias, ordinary militias, have their light arms bought up. That's proven basically impossible, because if you give up your weapons, you then have no insurance policy. And if you don't trust the government, there's no rationale, no logical reason to give up your one line of defense. I think we will only see disarmament on a national scale when there is a legitimate, broadly elected government sitting in Tripoli that commands the loyalty of most Libyans. Now, that will take a long time. I wouldn't expect Libya's weapons to vanish before that point.